Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. France will hold a January meeting of world leaders and experts to seek solutions to the global financial crisis in a follow-up to last weekend's meeting in Washington. The announcement comes after President Nicolas Sarkozy and British Prime Minister Gordon Brown returned from the Washington summit with less than ambitious commitments than they had pushed for and on changes to the world financial system. The January 8th and 9th meeting in Paris will be co-hosted by Sarkozy and Brown's predecessor, Tony Blair. Meanwhile, the head of the Ford Motor Company today says the company is working hard to transform our business into a more profitable one that meets 21st century demands for fuel-efficient vehicles. Ford's chief executive officer, Alan Mulaney, says that he'll make that argument today to the Senate Banking Committee as the country's big three automakers plead anew for federal financial assistance. Mulaney is also quoted as taking exception to charges that the company has been badly managed, saying, quote, "If everybody can remember, we had gotten back to profitability in the first quarter of this year. The only thing we're asking for is a bridge loan system to get the industry past the current crisis." Taking a look at the numbers over on Wall Street, the Dow at 8,377, it's up 103 points. The NASDAQ 1484, it's up almost 3, and the S&P 500 at 857, and it's up just a couple of ticks over 7 points. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight prices at 849 in Kansas City, December wheat. Opened at 562, down 3.5. Last trade up 1.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 530, down 3.75. Last trade up 0.25. March 550, down 4. Last trade down 2.5. July 578, down 4.5. Last trade down 4.5. December corn opened at 384, down 1.75. Last trade down 4.75. March, $4, down 3. Last trade down 4.5. July, 423.75, down 2.25. Last trade down 5.5. December, 447, down 2.5. Last trade down 3.75. January beans opened at 906, down 0.5. The March at 916 is up 0.5. May, 927, up 3/4. July, 927, down 8. November is a 930, down 1.5. December soybean meal opened at 270, down 130. December soybean oil opened at 3220, down 12, and that's on the open. December live cattle opened at 88.40, up 10 on the open. November feeders, 96.20, up 17.5. December lean hogs, 55.50, up 20. And February bellies, 84.50, down 20 on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgro seed products, including Asgro's new Roundup Ready 2-yield soybeans. Lernard Seed Service provides services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson. He is with L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne. Hello, Wayne.
I can hear you. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
All right.
let's look at the marketplace from a couple of different standpoints. Let's look at it fundamentally first, and let me ask you why do you think that traders are still remaining fixated only on the demand side of the equation, given that we know that there's bad news out there in the fourth quarter? And they haven't been paying very much attention to the supply side of the equation. And the third part of the question is, if it wasn't for these outside influences, What do you think fair market value for corn and beans would be?
Well, first off, Dave, is the overriding factor has been our exports lagging way behind in the corn. And that, of course, is one of the things that's weighing heavily upon us. Also, the reduced livestock numbers because we've cut back there. So our demand side of the corn is at this point in time is a little bit low. The Verisun bankruptcy is not helping anything as far as the confidence in ethanol demand. I was in Champaign over the weekend, and E85 was actually higher than regular gasoline, which doesn't do much to kick E85 out of the pump because just straight it gets a little poor gas mileage. So in the corn market, that's what we're looking at there. We're hearing, of course, the beans being tight, but yet China, way early buyers have bought quite a bit. They talk about slacking back here over the next month, but we'll still be on schedule with them along the way. But more than anything, it's the inputs on the corn crop for next year that are keeping people a little bit uneasy there. Where would we be? We would have harvest bottoms in now, Dave, if it was just paying attention to fundamental reasons and trying to buy acres and moving up a little bit if the dollar wasn't one of the big indicators or things that we follow and look at. The crude oil, if it would stabilize. It's just awfully hard to bid up for corn for ethanol, much higher than where we are with crude oil under $60. So that's one of the big problems we have.
Well, I'm looking at December corn at 382.5 off the current tick. If I can even get a decent basis, let's say I can get 10 or 20 over. Let's say I get a $4 bill for that corn. That's still going to be awful hard for me to put in corn next year.
Yes, it is. I mean, because of the costs we have. We're watching fertilizer prices starting to work their way down, but we've got an awful lot in the pipeline that's keeping that from happening very fast. We've got very expensive seed costs for next year. And, of course, with the higher prices, these farmers did tend to drive up the cash rent levels higher, and the landlords are very reluctant to come down from what they got last year.
So where does that leave producers trying to make plans for next year? Does that mean that the numbers that for example, that we saw out of Informa on Friday regarding the increase in bean acres might even be too low, that we might be looking at 78, 80, 81, 82 million bean acres next year?
It's very possible, Dave, but farmers love to plant corn. They would much rather plant corn. Farmers are always optimistic. Farmers will go ahead and plant corn, even if the numbers don't sit there on a certain amount of acres. We're going to see some people switch. But Informa has a good handle on it, that we will see more bean acres than what would normally be out there if we were in line on these production costs. We are looking, and we do need to change things around a little bit to buy a few more corn acres back if we can go ahead and keep the ethanol mandate in effect.
Do you think there's an opportunity in here to market your new crop corn between now and the end of the year?
Well, we've been hearing different things out there amongst the industry, and some of the leading grain companies are talking that they look for a move up in this corn market during the month of December to begin during the month of December, Dave. So, we're hoping, but we're talking about a worldwide economy that has to see some stabilization before we can really see a good rally in the grain markets.
So, well, I guess I'm left with trying to figure out what your best advice is.
Well, today my best advice is we're looking at the options, and our heaviest put option. The volume is very high at the 370 puts in the D's corn and the $4 calls. So I'm buying somewhere in the low 370s, and I'm selling anywhere close to the $4 level in the D's corn for day trades, just figuring that that's the trading range we're locked into until option expiration here.
All right, Wayne. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
Wayne Nelson, he's with L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana. He joins us every Tuesday morning on the Opening Market Report. Let's go ahead and look at the current tick. December wheat in Kansas City at 562 was down 3.5. March 579 was down 1. December wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade at 537 is up 3.25. March 557 up 3. May 570 up 1.75. December corn 381.25 down 4.5. March, 3.99 1/4, down 3 3/4. May, 4.09 1/4, down 5 1/2. July, 4.21, down 5. January beans, 8.96, down 10 1/2. March, 9.05, down 10 1/2. May, 9.16, down 10 1/4. July, 9.26 1/2, down 8 1/2. December soybean meal, 267.50, is down 3.80. December soybean oil is 31.90, down 42. Ed Kieser tells us for the two-state region today, in Illinois and in west central, southwestern and south central Indiana, sunny. In northwestern Indiana, cloudy with snow showers and squalls through midday, tapering to flurries during the afternoon. Locally, heavy snowfall is likely this morning. Elsewhere in northern and central Indiana, a mix of clouds and sunshine with a few flurries, highs ranging from 32 in northeastern Indiana to 43 in far southern Illinois. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.